Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, right? Love you too. Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What are we doing, my baby?
Yes. Said built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Joins us, I'm going to hold things down right now. I'm real excited. This is the debut, and this is the relationship show. And you know, I don't want to give away too much. I want to wait for my wife to join us. But I can honestly say it's a blessing. So I have to thank GQ Radio for giving us GQ Palace Radio for giving us the opportunity to be back on the air. It's been a little over a year, and we're just happy and blessed to even be in this position. So it's going to be our debut night. Only the Lord knows what's going to happen over these next 2 hours, but every Thursday from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, this is where we'll be. And you actually have a call-in number, too, if you'd like to call in and listen from your smartphone or wherever, and that's 1-800-3838. And if you actually want to speak, you can actually press number 1 and we'll actually get you in and hear your questions or comments or anything that you have. If you want to actually join us, we hope that you'll tell a friend to come in, because we're going to really look to discuss relationships in every aspect. We're going to really sit down and come from various points of views. My wife and I don't always see eye to eye on things, and that's what makes our relationship great, by the way. And we're going to share what we know. We're going to sit down and really hope to help folks who tune in. And when you call in, don't be scared to say that you disagree with us. I mean, listen, this is what life is all about. And tonight, we're actually going to be talking about, are monogamous relationships realistic? Too often, folks are saying that monogamy is dead and that there's no sense in being monogamous. And some folks even feel that, you know, no sense in even trying to look for relationships. They're not even worth having. And that I just can't rock with, because there's nothing better than being in a relationship. So we're definitely going to try to do that. Is my lovely wife there, Tiffany, here?
Yes, I finally made it.
Like, I was sitting here at the mic wondering, where my wife at? Just going to leave me hanging on our debut night? How you doing, sexy?
I'm sorry, you know, technical difficulties, but I'm okay.
Yeah, ain't nothing that we ain't used to. You know, I'd have did it by myself. I'd say, hey, listen, it's the KL show.
Yes, you know, you would have done it by yourself, Kanye.
You trying to say I talk too much?
I'm just saying, Kanye, we know you.
Listen, I will Kanye and jump up on the stage and grab the mic and do what I got to do. So I'm just saying, we'll fall behind and see what happens tonight. So introduce yourself, baby doll.
I am Tiffany Braxton Belvin. I am the host of the Reality and Relationship Show.
Excuse me. Yeah, well,
and you have been listening to my...
How did I get demoted in the first 5 minutes of the show?
You know how it works. Women are always in charge.
Oh, so you want to just change the topic all the way around. Just like, who's in control? That's the topic for tonight.
Yes, you're the sidekick for tonight.
Oh, okay. So I got to be Robin, Batman. No problem. Do your thing.
Anyway, yes, I am the co-host, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. You've been listening to my wonderful husband, Mr. K.L. Belvin. One thing, Keith, I want to say, I'm sorry, I don't mean to call you by your government, but you know. I am so happy to be back on the air. How long has this been? Almost a year? Over a year?
Over a year. I think October 2011 was the last month that we worked together on air. So it's been a while. It's been a long year. Over a year.
So why don't you tell the folks what we've been up to?
Oh, wow. Oh, well, in that year, Raven Publishing, which is the company that we own, the publishing company that we've owned, we put out a poetry book back in February of 2012. And my wife and I have created the Making Marriage Cool Again seminar and movement, which we're going to talk later on in the show what that is. And we've just been putting things together in terms of trying to get out to speak to folks about relationships, as well as creating opportunities for authors to do their thing. As literary service providers, we really want authors to know that there's a home with us. But really, we just want to show everyone what we do as a married couple. We work together. We hang out together. And you might, a couple of Thursdays, you'll go, oh, I'm so tired of them. Okay, well, be tired of us. We love each other.
How can they possibly be tired of us?
Well, you know, when some folks have not seen the type of love that we have, it can come off where it seems fake, but those that have experienced it or are in it right now know that it's not. And the hope is that we can show everyone that and get everyone that's listening to understand that love is out there. It's going to take some work. It's going to really take some work, and it's hard work being in love in terms of making sure that we do the things that we're supposed to do. But the payoff is tremendous. Also, we're working on a new project, which is due out in like another week and a half. This is our second poetry anthology, Wordplay 2, with a powerful lineup. We'll talk about that later on in the evening. And so we got a lot of things that's going to be on deck tonight. And this is a debut show. And we're really hoping that you guys listening call in, because it's also a caller-driven show, too. We want to hear from you. If you're angry, bitter, you in love, you whatever, we want to hear from you, because this is how we learn. And in open debate, open dialogue, this is where we can learn from each other and share with each other. And we would love to answer any questions that you have that will make your relationship stronger, because it's really about those of you guys that are listening. And if we can impart anything to you, and our faith definitely plays a role in our relationship, and we'll talk about that as the night goes along also. So, like I said, we really do look forward to every Thursday bringing you something. We're going to talk about what's going on in the week in review. We're going to talk about different things going on in the news.
We're going to announce our Facebook couple of the year.
Later on
in the evening. I'm sorry, our Facebook couple of the week.
Okay, because I'm about to say they already first show.
See, that's how big my aspirations are for this show, that I'm already seeing a year ahead.
Wow, I feel you. Yeah, but it's a Facebook couple of the week. We have a website on we have a group on, not a group, it's a site on Facebook, Making Marriage Cool Again. We ask that you like the page and tell us the reason why you and your significant other should be the couple that's highlighted each week. And if we pick you, we'll definitely send you a little message so you can tune in and make sure that you hear the shout out. We picked a couple for this week. And so we're definitely looking for couples for next week. So you stop by the Facebook site, Making Marriage Cool Again, and make sure you like our page. Also, you can always find Tiffany and I on Facebook. She's actually fasting right now from Facebook. So if you hit her up, just wait. You got to wait a little while before she hits you back. But you can definitely hit me up.
I'm going to withdrawal, too. Facebook addictions, you know I have that book, honey? But Facebook addictions are so serious, and I'm going through withdrawals. I'm having the jitters and everything. Like, it's calling me for real.
Well, I can understand that. Actually, I read a book called Wisdom in the Age of Twitter, and it talked about the type of addictions that can come from social media and how we need to actually unplug and get ourselves and back to a state of just being able to daydream and wandering and just allowing our minds to relax. But the instant high that comes from Twitter, from Facebook and all the other things, you know, that has a damaging effect on relationships also, and that'll definitely be covered in future Thursdays. And we might even brush upon it a little bit tonight, because one of the second topics that we have tonight is the positive and negative role the entertainment industry has on relationships. And definitely social media plays a role in that.
Now, I want to also just let anyone new listening to us, and also some of our old reports from our previous show, just to touch on, we're not just talking about marriage relationships, we're talking about all relationships. I often say, and people laugh, that Kale and I come from two dysfunctional families, and we try to, don't laugh at me, but
that's
we try.
Kind. That's being kind. If I cursed, I would say effed up, but you know.
we're going to be nice and say dysfunctional.
Yeah,
but
so when you call in, no cursing, please. No cursing. This is a family-friendly and faithful show, so no cursing. Thank you.
Right. But we try to explain how to deal in all relationships, not just marriage, couples, but how to deal with your children, how to deal with work and your colleagues, your boss, how to even deal with the crazy people in the street. So those are things that we're going to be talking about every week when you tune in. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, like the dude who sits in the middle of the three seats on the bus, so now you can't sit on either side of him, and then opens up his legs like he's holding something real large, and you're going, so you're basically going to take three seats up. And then when you squeeze in, he looks at you like, you got a problem, when there's actually a free seat next to him.
Oh, my gosh. Why that happened to me last week? And everyone knows I'm a big girl. I'm a plus-size advocate. But I get on the bus. There's no reason why you're half my size, and you should take up three seats. If I don't take up three seats, you shouldn't take up three seats. It's really annoying.
I'm a big dude, and I'm taking up as much room as possible. I'm squeezing any little dude, little chick to try to get in there with me. So if you want to take your chance, squeeze it next to the big brother, do your thing. It's going to be a rough ride for both of us because I'm not moving. I'm big. I'm a big dude, so you do what you got to do. I had an Asian guy do that on the train. I was like, bro, why? Why are you trying to squeeze into this little tiny seat? And he was looking at me like, you move.
He's thinking it was enough room for him to squeeze in. He wanted to keep warm next to the big dude.
know what? That's a little suspect. I'm not even going to touch that. Because if he was really trying to keep warm next to me, I really feel uncomfortable now. And you just skeeved me out for a second that he was really trying. Oh, you know what? Never mind. I don't even want to talk about that. That's another night.
I'm trying to think positive. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right. So listen, let's get right into this. The week in review. Well, you know, listen, how's your week been anyway? I mean, not that I see you every day, but we talk pretty much. How's your week been?
My week has been progressing. Actually, I had a not-so-good day today at work, and I'm not going to go into any details, but like many companies, there's restructuring going on. And anytime that there's restructuring going on, you know, there's some drama. And I had to deal with some drama today, and I was able to deal with it and let it brush it off my shoulders. I'm sorry?
Were you physical? Did you have to rough anybody off?
No, I was not physical at work. I am a professional.
You know, that's
work.
An option, though.
It's optional?
Well, I mean, if you get caught, it's really not. But if you can get away with it, no, I'm just joking. I don't want nobody going to work tomorrow beating up a coworker and say, I heard last night.
No. Tiffany is a professional at work. And what's funny, one of our other HR people at the job, he was surprised to even see me get upset as I was, and he thought he could intervene, and my coworkers just told him to let me take a breather. I actually walked outside with no coat on. That's how heated I was.
It's so like, you won't get pneumonia because you were upset with somebody?
You know, I needed to take a moment. I needed to chillax because it was just that upsetting. And if I needed to go outside and cool off, it was the best way in 30-degree weather to cool off. I didn't stay out there too long, though. Mm. And I came back, and I was able to get my job done.
Yeah, if that's what has to happen, I can feel that. I mean, if everybody knows by now, I'm a New York City educator of 15 years, and there's never a dull day when dealing with middle school students. But one of the things that I've found that it is not the kids that is the difficult part. It is the adults. Parents and educators. And I'm not going to talk about coworkers because they might be listening and then I'd be all type of trouble tomorrow. But we did have a parent kind of get a little sideways today. And I'm sorry. As a dean, my job is to protect kids, protect staff. I can't allow a parent to be disrespectful to anyone that I work with simply because it sends the wrong message to the children. And I felt bad that I had to intercede with the parent today and explain to her, you can't do that. You're actually breaking the law. So I had to kind of flare up. So then when she kind of looked at how big I was, she worried for a second that she's about to get roughed off. And that's one of the benefits of being a big man.
You're such a bully.
I am not a bully. Don't say that. I'm a sexy bully, though.
Yeah, I'll give that to you.
Yeah, I just didn't have my earrings in today. If I'd had my pirate look on today, I would have been even sexier. But we'll talk about that. But yeah, so I had to say a little few words to her, and then she decided. But then we're gonna ban her from coming into the building because you can't have parents. And listen, any parents out there of children, middle school, high school, whatever. Yes, it's okay to be angry because your parent is your child. I got that. But don't come into the school and flare off, and then feel because your child is in the school, you can do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say, because we as the staff in the building. Me as the dean in the building has to worry about everybody else's child. We have offices, we have rooms, let's sit down, vent, whatever you want to do. Fine, I'm a professional, we can talk about it. But do not feel like we're out in the street because I am a hood dude. And if you want to take it there.
You see, you had to put in your hood dude. I told you you were a bully.
If you want to take it there. I don't need no Vaseline. I don't need to tie up nothing. I'm a boy-headed dude. We can, you know, shake a little bit if that's what you like. You know, I'm saying it's because sometimes I feel like it's got to be that way. But in 15 years, I've never had to put my hands on anybody, and I hope that continues. So, of course, tomorrow I'll probably get roughed off. But, parents listening, understand that no matter how bad you think the school is, there's always a sympathetic ear who's willing to listen. I'm that dude. So if you give me the opportunity, I'll listen to you, and I'll do the best I can to fix your problem. And that's also part of the type of relationships that we're talking about, is that there's a way to handle everything.
Absolutely.
There's a way to deal with everything. And we're hoping that as folks call in tonight, and we'll open up the phone lines in a little bit, trust me. And actually, if you're listening, please take down the number. It is 646-200-3838 to listen in. And if you want to speak, you just press 1. But we're going to open up the phone lines in a little bit. Right now, we're just allowing you to get a feel for us. And if you want to stay or not, you better stay. Well, I'm not going to try to bully the listeners. But I'm just saying, we really do hope that you hang around, because we're going to get into this subject about monogamy and is it realistic. Because as a former cheater, yes, I got caught cheating 3 times by that wonderful woman that you hear on the other side of the phone. And we'll probably discuss that also. And honey, you know, we wrote a book about it, right?
Yes, From Gigolo to Jesus. Actually, you wrote the book about it. I just wrote the foreword.
Well, I didn't want to take all the credit because, you know, you did say I was the sidekick, so Robin didn't want to jump inside the Batmobile and drive for a little while. So.
Well, I can't take credit for your book, honey. I mean, you are the author.
Thank you. I was about to say, can I rock?
Go right ahead.
Yes, From Gigolo to Jesus, which actually is my personal testimony of how I went from being that nasty, negative, horrible dude, the nasty type guy that your uncle probably is, your pops might have been, your brother probably is, your ex-boyfriend was, or a dude that you probably with right now. I was that dude.
Your son.
Oh, your son, yeah. I was that dude, and sex was everything that I was about. And anything that I could do to get sex was what I was about. And that changed. And we're going to discuss how that changed and how I came around to being a loving husband, man of God, because it wasn't easy. And it's not easy to remain that in this aspect. You have to make sure that you're focused. And we're going to explain what that type of focus looks like as we go on. But monogamy will work if you want it to work. And that's very, very important as we get ready to get into this topic, is that you have to understand monogamy will work. Honey, how's yourself? Monogamy been an issue for you?
Has monogamy been an issue for me?
Well, you know, I'm just laughing. I know it hasn't been, because you're the one that taught me that people can date without having sex. I didn't believe that. I still don't believe it, by the way.
It's funny that you asked me that, but yes, people can date without having sex. It just...
No, they can't.
You know what?
He just hasn't figured out how to get it yet.
I don't even know what to say to that. Anyway, I have had a lot of relationships. And what's funny is every time I tell you that, the first thing that would jump into your mind is, oh, you were humping all these guys? And I'm
exactly.
Thinking, no, why
I still don't believe you was a hump. So let me let me get this right. You went out on dates.
Yes.
Dudes brought you dinner.
Yes.
Y'all had make-out sessions.
Not necessarily.
What? He brought you dinner and didn't get a kiss?
He would probably get a kiss, but a full makeout session, not necessarily. I need to get to know you first.
Okay, so you got to know him. You got to know him. Now you're making out. He get nothing? Nathan?
First of all, you have to earn that. Because you took me to McDonald's doesn't mean that you have earned swapping DNA right now.
Hold on. I'm not talking McDonald's. I'm talking about real dinner, real napkins. A real waiter with a leather waiter, whatever that's called. I don't even know what he takes the order with. I don't even know what the name of that is. Excuse me for not knowing. But I'm talking about a real waiter, one that comes over and actually takes your napkin and places it on your lap for you. And if this sounds foreign to you, this might be why you're not getting anywhere in your relationship. But go to a real restaurant.
Oh my goodness. You have the nerve to be talking. Remember, people you dated didn't know what cocktails were. So
we don't have to talk about that, though. you didn't even have to blow. Why you blow me up like that?
I'm sorry. I just.
Yes, I went on a date with a woman that I was trying to maneuver.
Took
her to a fancy.
That's what you call it now?
I'm older now. I'm more respectful. There was a time I would have said something filthy. But I was trying to maneuver a way around the panties. Took her to a nice restaurant, and, you know, I figured, okay, she'll be impressed with the restaurant, let her eat a little bit, and, you know, end of the night, I'm going to do what I got to do. So the waiter came over, and he said, you know, good evening, and she was like, good evening. And she said, he said, would you like to start with some cocktails? And before I could speak, the sister that I was with yelled out, cocktails? We ain't even had drinks yet. And I was like, and a sister who was behind her turned around to see who said that idiotic statement. And when all she could see was a sister in the back of the sister's head. So she looked at me like, and you brought this chick up in here, bro. I felt so horrible. So then the waiter looked at me like, cocktails are drinks, ma'am. What would you like? So she said, I'd like a rum and coke, and don't bring me anything cheap. Bring me Bacardi. I was like, ah.
You were shrinking. So,
yeah,
shrinking
so
in
again,
your feet.
So again, the waiter looks at me like, all this for booty, huh? And I'm looking at her like, I don't really want it right now. So, all right, cool. We have dinner. Well, actually, hold up. We ordered dinner. So she got like a lobster tail or something, and I had got fried shrimp. Now, the good thing is at least she said shrimp and not shrimps, because I still don't know where the K comes in when people are looking at that word, but maybe it's just a hood thing. That's just me. But she said, damn, look how big the shrimp is. This ain't really ain't no red lobster. And I'm like, stop talking. Stop talking. And it was funny. I really think the couple behind us left early because of us. I really did. There was a couple of color, too. So they looked back and be like, you really need to be ashamed of yourself. And I was like, I am. I really am. So, fine, we have dinner. Drive all the way back to Brooklyn, take her home. She said, you want to come up? I was so embarrassed. I was like, no. Went home. Next night we came to school, people were laughing at me. I'm like, what's going on? And basically she told everyone that I was a homosexual because I didn't want to come up to her apartment to have sex after dinner, which, you know, everything at work, I was, you know, I was in. The maneuver worked. But, nah, I just felt so demoralized.
So there is a line that some men won't cross.
No, got something the week after, but, you know. I had got, you know, I was a hoarder. What can
you
I
got,
say?
You got over it.
Yeah, I got over it very quickly because when I thought about how much I spent,
you
I was
hear
like,
that,
I spent too much, so.
Ladies,
what?
Even after you make a fool of yourself, a man will still go after the panties the following week.
Brothers, but any brothers listening, trust me when I tell you, if the brothers call in, a little moral bashing does not stop trying to get panties when you're in that mode. Unfortunately, yes, I was that dude. I listen, that's minimal compared on the filth level that I've been on, so we're not even going to get into that. But
right.
No, that wasn't going to stop me. And you called me a homosexual? Is this like I did something wrong by not helping you? Oh, I got my honor. Listen, I know we got to take care of this. So, of course.
You had to save your ego? Was that what it was?
Of course. You're not going to sit around and tell me, man, please. And you know what? After all that, it wasn't even worth it. It really wasn't. I think we hung out for about two, three months after that and then kind of went our separate ways. So what did I really gain other than a little physical? But when you're in your 20s, you know, you think that's enough if that's the mindset that you have. So, you know, monogamy wasn't my thing. I didn't find monogamy. What? Well, we'll talk about that. I ain't find monogamy until 5 years into our relationship. Yes,
that's
I
true.
Said I didn't find monogamy until 5 years into our relationship.
I know people think it's 5 years. Yes, 5 years into the relationship. But before we go into that, honey, we have to talk about the news.
The what?
The news. Today in the news.
All right. Well, listen, we got a couple minutes before the break, so go ahead and tell me what's going on in the news, and we'll come back and talk about the cheating and all that other stuff.
So, of course, I had to look up some information with local news. I don't know if any of our listeners are familiar with a lot of the local news, but a New York City anchorman was charged with choking his wife and threatening to kill her in front of the police. The police were called to the residence. When they got there, of course, the wife was scared. And you would think the police showed up, you're a local anchorman, he actually is on CBS. You would think he would calm down enough to save his reputation, and he did not. He told his wife in front of the police that he would kill her. So now
he was going all out. He was going all out.
And the sad thing about it is that this wasn't the first domestic issue that they had. According to reports, the police had been to their house between 2004 and 2009 11 times.
Who is the anchor?
His name is Rob Morrison.
Rob Austin?
Rob Morrison.
Rob
Morrison.
He's on CBS.
I don't know who that is. It's so crazy because the 10 times that the police came to the house because of domestic issues, he was never arrested. And
wow.
This time he was, because his wife, she tried to play it down and say that it was blown out of proportion, but she actually had his hand marks around her neck. It is the
wow.
reason why he was arrested this time.
I might have to file that one away just in case. I'm sorry. That was a daydream. Did I say that out loud? I apologize. Okay. I would never choke you.
You know what's funny? I had to let that marinate a couple of seconds. You said you had to file what away?
Nothing. Go ahead. You were saying. Well, listen, I tell you what. Hold that thought right there. We can come back to the news in a second. Let's take a break. Let's give everyone an opportunity to get settled in, go get themselves something to drink, run to the bathroom. You're listening to Reality and Relationships. That is the lovely host, Tiffany Belvin, and I am Robin, her co-host, KL Belvin. And we're gonna take a break, listen to a couple of songs, and we're going to come back and really get into this. Our monogamous relationships realistic? We're going to really look at it. And if you want to call in and discuss it, tell us your thoughts about anything that we've talked about, and just say hi and welcome us to GQ Palace Radio, 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get on the air to speak to us. If not, you can just listen in from your phone. We'll be back in 2 songs, and we thank you. And we thank the Lord for allowing us to be here on Thursday night on Reality and Relationships. We'll be back.
Hello, do you have a minute? I notice you from across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out? Baby, 'cause there's something that I wanna say to you. My love is all I have. Account for 7 figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your mansion. I give you all. I have to give.
joy it is to be loved by you. My most precious gift, my guardian angel. I believe God sent you here to slow me down. And so whatever it takes, I'ma keep you around, baby.
I feel like I can come. I never had a love so pure. It's because of you, I'm sure. And with you by my side, girl, we can conquer the world. Hey, yeah.
I feel like I can conquer the world.
With you by my side.
With your
unconditional
love.
Baby, that's why you bring out the best in me. Cause you are the best, baby. And if I could do it again, I would. You bring out the best in me. Cause you are the best, baby.
So if you're feeling like you got that girl, you think she's the best, and you think she's the world, throw your hands up and say to the world,
she's the best, she's the best girl.
Next time you see a chick and she thinks she's fine, look her in the eyes, be like, nah, my, she can never be like my, cause she's the best, she's the best girl.
You bring out the
best in me, cause you are the best, baby.
Sing out to his woman like that. You know, before we explain about or talk about monogamous relationships, that's part of it. When you're in a relationship and you love your significant other, nothing should keep you from that. Now, before we go any further, I want to thank Rich Love and Lavina of GQ Palace Radio for allowing Tiff and I to be on tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Definitely. They have many other wonderful shows that are on throughout the week on this same radio station, which is www.blogtalk.com/GQ Palace. And make sure that you tune in throughout the week and listen to all the wonderful shows that they have going on pretty much every night. There's a little something for everybody. And this is a brother and his sister that's really trying to do something positive. And Tiff and I do not attach ourselves to anything that we don't think has a positive outcome because of the people that we try to live our lives to be. So
absolutely.
I would definitely say please tune in and support these individuals because they're really trying to make it happen. And these are the things that we got to do as brothers and sisters. We have to learn to reach out and support each other. And Tiff and I, as independent business owners, we are always trying to network with brothers and sisters, trying to make something happen positive. So big shout out to them. Big round of applause to them. This is what it's about. Also, There we go. Also, there's a Facebook group. If you're on Facebook, because the chat, that's where you can actually get into to read some of the comments that's going on and leave some if you like. It's facebook.com/groups/GQ, palace.generalquestion. Now, if you're on Tiff's page, well, actually, Tiff's not going to be on. She's fasting. If you go to my page, Author K.L. Belvin, give me an ad request. It's there. That way you can drop a message. You just have to join the group, and you can actually leave a message and read some of the comments that are being left and get some information behind the scenes on Tiff and I and things like that, because, you know, this is an interactive show. So there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of moving pieces. If you happen to be on Twitter, I'm on Twitter right now, Author K.L. Belvin. Feel free to hit me up. Braven Books, that's B-R-A-V-I-N. Braven Books is the other handle. You can hit me up there. I'm sure there'll be other ways to interact with Tiff and I when we're on the air in future shows. So we're here, and we're going to do everything we can to be as accessible to you while the show is going on. And, of course, the most important and one of the direct ways is if you call in 646-200-3838. And if you want to speak, just press 1. And the host will take it from there and let us know that you're on the air. And we would love to talk to you. Let us know how you feel. Hey, just welcome us to the airwaves. You know, we're happy to be here. So, honey, you were talking about anything else in the news?
Yes, actually, there's another story in international news in South Africa.
Is that Tink Tink?
What happened?
Is that Tink Tink, the one that shot his woman?
You know, that is not even funny, and I'm not going to entertain
no,
you on that. We
no, no,
do not make fun
hold
of
on.
The same
I'm not making fun
show.
Of him killing his woman. I'm saying it's just the fact that Tink Tink, the dude ain't got no feet. All right, listen, we got a caller. We got a caller.
His name.
Call
the his name.
See if you're there.
Hello?
His name is Oscar Pistorius.
Hold on. I think we have a caller. T, are you there, darling?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Okay. Hey,
hello.
Chief.
How y'all doing?
Doing good.
So, I think I'm more excited than you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, really? I don't know if that's possible, but okay.
Yeah, it is. But I just want to show love to you and Tiffany. You know, I already love you guys. I'm part of the GQ family.
Yes.
And,
wait a minute. See, I remember you. You were the young lady that called in when I did the poem. Wait a minute. I remember
you.
You
remember me from last night.
No, but did you call in when I did the poem?
Yes, I did. Yes.
And y'all remember you said you were so happy to hear how I love my wife, right?
Yes. I remember you. I mean, it was just like when you first called in, you know, and did the show. And you was talking about going from gigolo to Jesus.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. You know, why we can't have more men like this? And Tiffany, I have said, you know, I sent you an email. But I want to commend you now, you know, on the blessing that you have for a husband.
Thank you.
You know, and I'm sure it's more of us that would love to have a husband like yours.
And I proved that for many years, let me tell you.
You had to do what you had to do.
Oh, my goodness.
But see, let me tell you something while you're on the line. It's funny that you said that. But, you know, one of the things that Tiff and I talk about is what's good for us, meaning what I bring to Tiff's life and what Tiff brings to my life. Ladies and gentlemen, do not think that when you cheat, you're going to be able to have the same thing with that person.
Exactly.
When you get with them. I am the husband that God gave Tiffany. Tiffany is the wife that God gave me, and we are good together. That doesn't mean that if you find a way to get me away from her, it's going to turn around and be better for you. It's not. Wait for your husband.
That's the first thing people think is, oh, if he's good to Tiffany, then he'll be good to me.
But the thing is, what works for you guys may not work for the next person.
Right.
You know,
take
it as a blessing and be blessed with it. You know, because, hey, what you eat don't make me poop.
Go ahead, Jay-Z.
You know, when I get back on Facebook, I'm going to write that.
But you got to give Jay-Z his credit, because that's Jay-Z's line. You got to give Jay-Z his credit. So, T, while we have you on the line, T, before we go, let me ask you this, sister. Do you believe that monogamous relationships, are they realistic? Do you believe in this time and day and age with everything that's going on, social media, entertainment, everything, do you believe that monogamous relationships are realistic?
No.
Wow, really? Really? Could you tell us why?
Do you think it's the fault of the man or the woman?
Actually, that's a good question.
Wow.
I'm
blown away
because,
by the answer.
I guess because, you know, I've been through a lot lately.
Okay.
The man, you know, like, I was giving my all. I mean, I'll be honest.
Okay.
And when I go into a relationship, it's all about him.
Okay.
It's not about Tom, Dick, and Harry. It's all about him. And when I'm hurt, you know, to find out that you were with Sue, Jane, and Pauly.
Mm-hmm. It might be Harry too, but you got to be careful now.
Well, that's true too. But unfortunately, I didn't know about Harry, if it is Harry.
Wow.
But I mean, you know, I just kept going, and honestly, to be real with you, as of now. Actually, the same thing that I was going through last year. Basically, I'm still there.
I got
you. And my thing is,
something.
How do I get away from this?
Let me ask you, because I understand you say a guy, well, you give him your everything. But has he actually earned it?
Tiffany, to be honest, no, he hasn't. But why have I kept giving my all, knowing that he don't deserve it?
Mm-hmm.
Let me jump in a second, as the male.
I think what Tiff is saying and what you're saying is, and I want to say this right now to any of the men and women that are listening, it is really the men's fault. Yes, brothers, I'm betraying the trust. I'm sorry. Can I give my point and then you rough me off later? Thank you. Okay, you know
that's
what?
So
maybe it's not completely men, but I think it's men because women are nurturers and men are conquerors by nature. But when it comes to relationships, men have to understand that when a woman's going all out, it's not going to hurt you to match her energy. It's not going to hurt you to let go of your black book. It's not going to hurt you to put your tablet away. It's not going to hurt you to let the other women go and give her a solid year, give her a solid 6 months, whatever. Make it all about her. And then make that decision with her. You know what? This is not going to work. Let's get this right here. You know how many women have said, if he had just told me, if he had just mentioned to me, whereas I think if men would learn to give relationships its honest due, there's so much they can learn about themselves and the woman that they're with, because you've got to match your baby's energy to really have that fire start raging where you don't want anybody else. That's why I say it's the man. So go ahead,
though. Okay, so, KL, where do I go from here?
Just keep doing you.
I'm doing what I do. You know, I'm giving my all, but at the end of the day, you know, I've been dealing with this for, well, I can't say 2 years, going on 3 years. April, it'll be 3 years.
That's a tough question. I'll tell you this, because I know women are listening. I'll say this to every woman. Just keep doing the things that you need to do to strengthen your mind, your body, everything. Because there are good men out there. And there's men that's wild.
I understand
that some of the brothers who are out there have been with crazy chicks. And because they don't know if you're crazy chick or not, because crazy chick is sexy too. Crazy chick is in the gym. crazy.
You can't always hear the crazy chick. Some men come out the gate as gold.
Crazy,
but you know what?
Do I know about crazy chicks?
I'm sorry? No. What you just said, you know, has made me want to go, like, looks are so deceiving. You know, everything that looks good to you is not good for you.
True. Very true.
So
very
now
true.
My thing is, you know what? I don't care what you look like. It may not even be for me. But in all reality, when you turn to the ugly man, somebody want him too.
I don't want to offend any of the ugly listeners. Listen, I apologize. Listen, because you know what? Everybody wants somebody, but I think when people see somebody happy, other people want it. I just think if folks balance themselves out, I think, Tiff, you were going to make a point, Tiff. What were you going to say?
That's weird, because I miss the young ladies. I miss the teenagers, and one young lady that I work with, I explained to her that you can't give your all and you're not getting anything in return.
That's
not a relationship. And
right.
You have to think about actually earn what I'm giving. I'm giving everything away, giving the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky. And I'm getting my butt kicked every single time.
Exactly.
At what point do you say, okay, what am I
it's
doing?
Enough.
And
that's
I'm
enough.
Speaking from experience.
Honestly, Tiff, what you're saying, you know, I sometimes look at myself and said, when are you going to realize there's nothing there? You know, yes, you may love this person, but are you in love with them?
Right.
Do you want to continue to go through things
that
you're going through?
But once you realize you got to leave, though. See, that's the key. Once you realize that it's dead, don't stay, because it can only get worse from that point. If you made an honest assessment, and everything about what you've assessed comes up with you rolling snake eyes and not winning, walk away. One of the things that I tell folks all the time, one of the things that helped me to get myself situated was that Tiff put an ultimatum on the table. Either the hoes in the street or God and me. Make a choice. Can't be nothing else. I'm not dealing with this anymore, and I had to make a choice. Also, listen, anyone listening in, if you're listening in on the phone, if you want to get in on this conversation, just press 1. And the host will take your name and let us know. Just press 1 and jump on in and let us know how you feel. I know everybody doesn't agree with me. It's okay. I'm a big guy. I can take it. But back to what I was saying is Tiff put her foot down, but she held her ground. And I honestly believe, because of all the mistakes I had made leading up to that point, that she was done with me. And I didn't know what to do. So I had to make a choice that a lot of men didn't know what to make. I had to humble myself.
But you know what it is also? Women don't realize that they have more control than they allow themselves to put forth, because they almost seem like they don't have the power, but they do. If you put your foot down and say, you know what, I'm not going to tolerate this. And it's not about changing a man or making him do what you want, but having your standards, setting your standards and saying, I'm not going to lower my standards just to have somebody in my life. If you can't meet those standards, if you don't choose to meet those standards, then go about your way. But a lot of women, it's like they're afraid to empower themselves, because I've heard it so many times from friends, family.
Honestly,
I don't want to be alone.
I'll be upfront with you. That's me. You know, where do I end this? You know, because I do care. It may be the self-esteem or whatever I'm going through, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm like, if he didn't
do this... Can I tell you how Tiff tried to end it one time? All right. When I got caught cheating, I think the first time I got caught cheating, let me tell you how Tiff was going to end it. So, ladies, listen up. Tiff has found out I was cheating that night, because I didn't sign out of an email, and then a chick had sent me an email, so it popped up. Well, Tiff had sent herself an email. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tip was using an email. So quickly what happened was, she found out I was cheating the night before. So basically, with that information, she can tell you more, of course, she turned around, got up that morning, we made love that morning, everything was great, driving the woods and everything.
We didn't just make love, we made love.
And I was like, what's the matter? So she turns to me and goes, who, and I'm not going to say her name, we'll just say, who's Catherine? And I was like, excuse me? So when a man said, excuse me, he heard you. He's just trying to stall for time. So she was like, who's Catherine? And I was like, oh. So I was like, it's a friend of mine. She's like, well, she's so excited about not being pregnant and la, 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 la. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, just don't lie to me. And again, she had just don't lie to me. But a man is not going to give in until he know he caught. Well, she parlayed it all the way to the train station, so this way, if I kicked out, she didn't have that far to go. She got to the train station, and before I could get into my whining and crying and baby and all that, she's like, come here, I'll throw you stuff, we're done. Slammed the door, didn't say nothing else to me. I got no rebuttal, nothing. It was
over.
I had to call my sister in tears to get my sister to call Tiff just to get me a phone call so she would take my message.
Wow.
So I at least begged for my place back in the relationship. And I'm going to tell you how messed up I was. When I got to work that morning, my assistant principal was so shook up by the way I looked. She said, I'm going to cover your first grade class. Go downstairs and get yourself together. I was finished. Finished. So if you want to get rid of them, get yours in. I'm not saying that you got to get yours in. But
you
hey,
know what?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what, KL? It's so crazy because you're talking about principal and all this, right? This happened to be a school teacher, too.
Who's all school teachers?
All school teachers.
It's something about your school teachers is not right.
It's that intellectual loving, baby. It's that intellectual loving. Ain't no
but
loving
you
to
know
do
what? I am really loving and feeling this show.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Listen,
already,
what we're going to do, because we got another call coming in. T, listen, thank you so much. Thank you for welcoming us to the family. I'm sure we're going to talk on each other's show more often. Thank you so much, Dom.
Of course.
Thank you so
no
much.
Problem. Love
say
you guys.
What we're going to do. Let's take a break. Let's take a break, and then when we come back with a break, we're going to have Rich come in, because Rich is on the line. Rich is going to come in after we come from the break. We're going to take two songs. And we're going to continue talking about this monogamy thing, and you're going to hear what Rich got to say about what's going on. This is Reality and Relationships every Thursday night from 8 to 10. That is my lovely co-host, I'm sorry, the host, Tiffany Braxton-Golfin. I am KL, and
beautiful.
This is DQ Palace Radio. We'll be back in two songs. Don't go anywhere.
Beautiful.
My trust in.
I couldn't remember.
And if it came in a sack, no stems, no seeds in the back.
I couldn't remember.
And if it ripped from my wrist, and it looked like it shined like losing.
I couldn't remember.
But oh, yeah, I forgot to be the lover. If it wasn't for the 9 to 5 doubled up over time, then.
I couldn't remember.
When
she starts bringing up older, and the fights keep getting worse,
oh,
I remember in her purse, and I put that one left her,
yeah.
And you know that she ain't wearing a ring,
oh, no.
And she starts playing little games, come in and let me know.
Up on my shirt, still I've been chasing thirst.
I couldn't remember.
And if it wasn't for that fight last night, you smashed.
by my headlights. If it wasn't for parole, they'd be ducking my PO, girl, you know.
I couldn't remember.
But feeling me, babe. Tell me, how could I ever forget to be yours? I'm only alive, but you need love too. Here's my life, thinking of you. Oh, I forgot to be a lover.
When she starts bringing up old,
bringing up old shit,
the fights keep getting worse.
It wasn't really nothing. Kept to myself, always running. All that I said. I need you to stay. Even though sometimes felt like
second.
You know I had to learn a lesson. Put it to work. Always put that on the side.
I wanna be the one who
hear me?
Hey, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Donna. Welcome back to Reality and Relationships. Working out all the bugs, working out all the bugs. This is Reality and Relationships every Thursday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is my lovely host, Tiffany Braxton Belvin, and I am K.L. Belvin, the Robin to her Batman. And like we said, this is Reality in Relationships, and we talk about it all, and we don't sugarcoat it. And if you're listening and you want to get in, just hit one on the phone, and the host will take your information and let us know that you want to get in and say something. Tell us what you're thinking. Tell us how, if you like the show. Just, you know, whatever. Come on in and join us. The number is 646-200-200-3838, and press 1, and the host will take your information. And before we went to break, Rich had called. So, Rich, are you there? You wanted to jump in and share something with us? Where you at, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm okay. At first, I want to thank you guys. Definitely an honor to have y'all part of the family.
Thank you.
I'm loving it. So
it's an honor to be here.
Really loving this show. So,
thank you. It's better, baby.
Thank you for having us. Wow. So, me and
thank
you. Back a long time. When I first heard that poem, I knew it was going on from there.
I definitely want to thank you, Rich, and I want to thank you publicly while we got you on the air, because, you know, it went from an interview to, you know, really kicking it when we spoke, and then coming back when you said you wanted to have me back on your show as a guest. And when you actually called me with the idea, man, you said, listen, you know, whatever you want to do, and Tiff and I had already been on the air and was itching to get back. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, people don't realize that the Lord places things in line before you get there. So when you get there, it's already in place. And I know you went through some personal transitions with your faith, and it just lines up with where Tip and I are. So there's no mistakes in the world, brother. And I just really want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be back on the air. We missed it so much, man. So thank you so much.
I know it's a lot of people listening right now.
I want to give a shout out to one person that's listening. That's my mom. She texted me just a few minutes ago. I love you, Mommy, and thank you for tuning in.
Shout out to Mom. Thank you for listening. And shout out to anybody listening, man. Don't hesitate, man. Hit that one on the phone. Go ahead and come on and jump on in. We're not going to jump on you. I might say a little something, but, you know, I'm a little reckless at times. But definitely come on in and let us know what you think. You know, we're talking about monogamy and relationships. So, Rich, I got you on the phone, man. You got to tell me, what's your thoughts on monogamy and relationships? Is it realistic nowadays, bro?
Yes, it is.
Really? Okay.
I believe it is. You know, especially if you have that trust and that understanding, that commitment. You know,
okay.
Can't nothing stand in the way of that. You know, as long as you
I
have
gotcha.
All that put together, everybody going to get in their arguments. Everybody going to fight. Everybody going to fuss about certain things. But if you really love that person, the best thing is to take that time out, go in the bathroom, go in the bedroom, or in the living room, cool off, and y'all get back together, talk about it, and get everything straightened out in the opening.
So I got to ask, Rich, for the listeners, do you have somebody right now in your life?
Yes.
I don't put Rich on the spot.
I get a little reckless. I'm just saying, the brother was waxing poetic. I wanted to make sure he had a lady. I'm saying, can I do that for a little paparazzi? I'm saying, because those were great words, but I wanted to make sure, you know, I didn't want the brother to say, yeah, so if I could just find a woman, you know.
I'm not ashamed of it, because I shout her out on the radio myself on my Friday show.
There you go.
It's actually be truthful to let you know. It's actually because of her at some point, I actually got the radio station started.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
I had asked her, I was like, you know what? I want to start a radio station. And she was like, go ahead, you could do it. And then and
nice.
The part of me, because I've always been into music, was like, well, you know what? I've been on the mic on stage, but I never really did the hosting. And she was like, go ahead, you could do it. You know. Make it happen. And I
did it. So who is this she that we're talking about, man? Come on, put
she
out.
She is Lavina for Life. Lavina for Life.
That's what I'm talking about.
My executive producer, my magazine publisher, my Sunday host.
There you go.
The love of my life, my fiance, soon to be my wife.
Nice, very nice. And I knew that, but I wanted to make sure the listeners got there. And Rich, you're a host yourself, right, of the show?
Huh?
When you're a host of your own show, which night is your show on, brother?
My show is on Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. It's called Loving and Entertainment. We're gonna have the Force MDs on, the Manhattans, the Delphonics. We have the OJs on. Grandmaster Cash, Sha-Rock, you know, we interview, like, I interview pioneers and everything. You know, everybody.
Great show, too. Anybody listening, Rich does, let me tell you, I've done a lot of blog talk radio shows over the years since I got into writing. Rich, Money, and Lavina do a fantastic job in how they run their shows, how they set it up. When you call in, it's very professionally done. And I'm going to tell you something, a lot of folks don't give credit where it's due. I do all the time. These two individuals run a very, very professional ship. And this is what we have to do as folks of color. If we want to expand what we're trying to do in life, we got to be professional with the things that we do. So I got to tip my hat to both of them. And make sure you tune into both their shows on Friday and Sunday, because you will get something out of listening to both of their shows. Tremendous shows. Tremendous.
Let me ask you, Rich, because for the people who are finding it difficult to maintain a monogamous relationship, because either they're the ones cheating or they're being cheated on, what problems do you see, or how can they fix the problem?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. At first, I was in one relationship for 15 years, right? And I caught her cheating on me.
Wow.
You understand? Then I was in another relationship for 10 years, and I caught her cheating on me. So it was like, at one point, you think it's what you're doing to make them cheat, but then you think about the fact, oh, well, you're not doing this and you're not doing that, but when a person is doing all they can, it's above the fact of what you didn't, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I'm not doing nothing wrong here. It's not me. It's not me at all. Because
please say that again so people can understand. Please say that again, brother.
Yes, because you got to realize it's not you. It's the people that, you know, they feel like, I feel like this in certain situations. If you have a man and he's giving you everything you got and everything you want and help you out with the bills and the finances and everything and take you out and doing all this and that, what reason do you actually have to go out with somebody else, especially if that person ain't giving you what that man was giving you at the beginning?
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
So, that's when it becomes about greed at that point. It's not about love.
Exactly,
it's just about greed.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly
greed
and
selfishness.
And
you know, it's funny, Rich, that you said it, because that's one of the things that Tip and I talk about when we go out and we do our seminars, and we have one called Making Marriage Cool Again, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, is that Tip talks about not taking the weight of what I was doing. And also what I explain is that even though I cared about Tiff tremendously, I was having issues within myself. So my greed was that I wanted to go out and do whatever I wanted to do. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello? Oh, okay.
I'm here.
No, I just heard music. No, and so it's really about greed. And, you know, brothers learn how to push guilt way down inside of them, but you can't get rid of it. And it manifests itself in other ways. And if a woman is paying attention, she will see the change in her man. Now, the question is, when she sees that change, what she does for her and what she does within herself when she notices that change.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And that's why I feel like it comes to a point when a person gets to a point where they're saying, it's me, and then you sit down and you really think about it, and you'd be like, well, I don't help with this. I've been taking them out. Get the money, I'm helping finance the bills. You understand? As far as I know of, everything's right sexually, you understand? So what could actually be the problem? Like you said,
exactly.
It's greed.
Exactly.
It all boils down to greed.
Exactly.
So that's why, I was actually going to give up. I was actually at a point where, to be truthful with you, I was like, you know what, that's it. And in my mind, I was going into, I'm going to say, your book, From Gigolo to Jesus. I was going from Jesus to Gigolo. Wow. Wow. Because I was at a point where I was like, okay, when I first, in the first relationship I had, after 15 years, I was going crazy. And a friend of mine, I called him my brother from another mother, Doc Kim, he was like, yo, listen, you got to stop messing with all these girls. You got to stop messing with them. You're playing with their hearts. And he's one of the biggest, you know, we was doing our thing back then. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's why he always said, even from today to my man, Doc, he's not ready for a real relationship because he know he can't handle it. And that's what he was telling to me. We opposite. You understand?
Got you.
I could go with a relationship. And then when I go with a relationship, it's like, okay, I ain't going out no more with you. I'm chilling. I'm staying with my lady now, you know, such and such.
Exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, because the fact of at that point, I was just messing with this one. I was messing with that one. I had girls wanting me to move in with them. You know, I'm messing with their hearts. I'm not really doing it. I'm just doing it on the rebound just to mess with their hearts, you know, just to get them all upset. And out of the last relationship I had, that's what I was going to do. And the vibe that me and Lavina had was so strong that it came to a point where I was like, you know what? This is it. This is it right here. Because if you go to club and you meet somebody and you're giving that eye-to-eye contact and you're not visualizing what she's what like from the neck up, that's all you're looking at. And you're giving straight eye-to-eye contact.
Right.
The
right.
vibe was there and everything was there. And I was like, okay, this is it.
But you know what's funny, bro, is the fact that you actually gave in. And that goes back to the humble thing that I was saying earlier. But you humbled yourself and said, you know what, that's it right there. See, because some brothers will say, yeah, I like the way I feel, but I still want to keep the 2, 3, 4, 5 extra, you know,
mm-hmm.
as they're trying to feel out whatever. If you say that, hey, that goes back to what I was saying. Give it that 6 months. Give it that year and see what it could actually grow into. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All right, Rich, listen, man, we got another call on the line, brother. I want to thank you so much again for having Tiff and I on, and definitely thank you for jumping on. I think folks need to hear from somebody else other than us that, you know, this monogamy thing can work if you let it.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, thank you so much for
no,
coming in, man.
Yeah, okay.
definitely. So we have another
you
call on Tiffany. The line. I think his
all
name
right.
is Sean. Sean, are you there, brother?
Hello?
Is Sean there?
Hey.
Hello?
I'm right here.
Hey, Sean.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. How are you?
What's going on, family?
Oh, I know what Sean is doing.
This
what's
is
up,
Sean Lock, the visionary.
Sean, the visionary.
The visionary. What's going on, brother?
What's
Sean,
going
is
on, my favorite couple?
Hey, guess what?
What?
I saw it all happen. I filmed y'all getting married. How about that?
We have to tell people who Sean is.
Yeah, exactly. Back it up. Tell them who Sean is, baby. How it all came about.
Okay. I was
go,
this
Tim,
was
go.
Back in this was back in 2007, and KL and I had a non-existent budget for our wedding. I'm gonna keep it real. We didn't have any money. We had to borrow
money.
Yeah,
that was true. We were broke.
We were broke. And I went on Craigslist, and I saw this ad for somebody saying that they did videos, and they were looking to video weddings.
Right.
And
with a 5-11 film. Shameless
plug. Yeah, 5-11 film.
Plug away, my friends.
But I sent him an email. We corresponded a few times. We met. I liked his vibe. When I tell you, Sean did such a professional job as our videographer. The work he did was amazing. And this was back in 2007. And it's so funny that a couple of years later, he was a videographer for my high school reunion. So we stay in touch. I send Sean business all the time. I don't care. If someone says they need a videographer, the first person that comes out my mouth is Sean from 5-11 Film.
All right, and I gotta be honest now that we're years removed. When Tim first came to me and said, I got somebody that's going to videotape the wedding, I was like, I looked at the site, this dude do hip-hop films. What are you talking about? She said, no. She said, but he's real good. I was like, all right, listen, I'm going to trust you. Yeah, all right, we can do this. But then when I met the brother, I got to admit, Sean has been, would always with a smile, and one of the best professional men that I've met when it comes to his business. And every time him and I have run into each other and talked, and every time that he's been somewhere, one of the best that you can ever have when you're doing some work with. And again, independent men of color, independent women of color doing business with each other. He came to us and said, well, I've never shot a wedding, but I'm willing to work. We needed somebody that was going to fit within our budget, so we were able to work for each other, and it came out to be tremendous. So Sean is part of the family, whether he wanted to be or not. So, sir, enough about us. Oh, Sean's call dropped?
My call dropped, but I'm back.
Oh, you got it. This is how smooth it is? Yeah. So, Sean, enough about us, because you know what we're talking about tonight, and I know what you're going to say, but I want the people listening to hear. Are monogamous relationships, are they realistic, bro? And you can give us a little synopsis about your current situation.
Well, what I'm going to say might surprise you.
Okay.
Listen, don't kill me, y'all. Don't kill me, all right?
Go ahead, speak your mind.
So everybody knows that I love my boo-boo. Okay, so I have a web series. It's called...
Yes, go ahead. Shout it out.
I'm sorry. Shameless plug. It's called Leo... it's called Leo Love with Me and My Boo-Boo. The website is www.leolove.us. And I am newly engaged to a very beautiful, intelligent woman by the name of Michelle Walker.
Yay!
Yes, right. Great video in asking her to marry you, by the way.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, yeah, about that surprise proposal. So,
I like socks. You got a sock?
So, yeah, here's what I think about monogamy, okay? First of all, I think that monogamy is not for everyone.
Okay, got you.
I can accept that.
I think that monogamy is man-made.
Okay.
Now, monogamy for me, as far as I know, my parents had a monogamous relationship, right?
Okay.
And I saw how happy they were, right? And so from the time I was a kid, I knew that's what I wanted. Like,
okay.
It wasn't important for me to have 55 million girls. That was never important for me. It was always important for me to find the right person. And I think that's why I found her. Because I've always known since I was a kid that that's what I wanted. I wanted a great, loving, monogamous relationship.
Nice,
you know?
Nice.
Not to say that I haven't messed up in the past. Let's not get that twisted. Let's not get it twisted. But I always knew that that's what I wanted. Like that's what I need. I a relationship where I can be honest all the time. Where I don't have to backtrack. I don't have to think. Because when you're in that light, you always gotta watch what you say and what you do. And
exactly, the hustle foot 24 hours.
Right, but for me when I was doing it, I was searching for something.
I got
it. It wasn't because I liked doing what I was doing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this question. So when you say monogamy is not for everyone, but here's the thing that I'm hearing, and tell me if I'm wrong.
Got it.
I don't think people would have any problem with folks not being monogamous, except as long as they don't sell themselves as wanting monogamy, when in actuality they know monogamy is not for them.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right.
Thank you.
That's the only problem.
That's the thing that I'm hearing, is that too many people sell the monogamy when in actuality they don't want it.
Right. And you know what? That's fine. But just be that way. Don't trick anybody into falling in love with you.
Be honest about it.
Right. Just be straight up and you're fine. I think the problem is people are just not honest with themselves. And
True.
Some people just don't realize that monogamy is not for them. They're fighting to be what our culture tells us to be, as opposed to just going with their hearts and being themselves.
I can respect that.
You understand what I'm saying?
That.
So, yeah.
Definitely.
And then we look at people who cheat as bad people. That's not true. That's just not true. It's just that they're having issues in their relationships.
Well, there's that person that they're lying to someone.
Right, if you're misleading someone.
If you're a swinger, swing. But just be honest about the swinging.
No, absolutely.
I think that's the biggest thing. Tiff and I talk about in our seminar is that communication has to flow like water. It can't be blocked, because if it gets blocked, then when it spills over, it destroys everything. Communication has to be flowing and back and forth. And if it is, then you'll have a wonderful relationship, even if it's just one where you two are trying to get it in. I think when we talk about our faith, one of the things that we explain is, like, we don't push our faith on anybody. That's the choice that we made, which worked for us. But if it doesn't work for you, then you have to find that place that works for you to be able to enjoy you and whoever you are.
Absolutely. Just like marriage isn't for everybody.
Absolutely. I agree with that, too.
It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. And it's just, I think it just comes down to us accepting that.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And that's it. That's just the bottom line.
Let me tell you something, because we're coming down to the bottom of the hour. So what I want you to do is, because I think folks really need to be able to listen to you, Michelle, because y'all have a wonderful video show that you do, and you do, again, the same thing that we do, and we're all like-minded folks. Please give everybody your site again, the name of your site and everything again, so they can come and check you out also. Because, you know, we're big fans of yours, and I want people to be able to find you and hear from you more.
Well, thank you very much. So you can find our show at www.leolove.us. So it's www.leolove.us. You can also find us on Google Play. We do have an app. It's Leo Love with me and my boo-boo. You can also download us on iTunes. It's Leo Love with me and my boo-boo. And, that's it.
And please check out their video in Paris. One of the best videos you'll ever see.
Yes.
Bring the beat in.
Check out their video in Paris.
That video alone made me fall in love with them, for real.
You see how fun it looked? That's just how much fun we really had. But like, we were having a ball.
That's what love does.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
So listen, guys, you hear this wonderful gentleman. He's definitely a friend, and we're going to have him come back,
but
of course.
Wait, before he goes, honey.
Thank you, guys.
Goodness, Sean and Michelle are our Facebook couple of the week.
Yes,
so
we are.
Because
yes.
We love you guys.
Uh-oh, is that an applause? Oh, man, I got an applause.
We can truly see that your relationship and your love is genuine, and we like to see you guys so much, and we're waiting for our wedding invitation, so I'm just letting you know.
Don't worry. I was doing the list yesterday. You guys are on the list.
Okay, great.
So I will see you guys there. And thank you very much for having us on the show. Michelle's at work. That's why she couldn't come on with me. Yeah, she's at work. But she would
have
loved to be here and talk. Yeah, she would have loved to be here to talk a hole in you guys' head.
We're gonna definitely have y'all come back on, because, like I said, this is something that folks need to be able to see and hear other relationships that are doing well, that may have different viewpoints and opinions, and I think this is what it's about. So we're definitely going to set up some things in the future, brother, because you know what? This is what it's about, man. And, again, thank you so much for blessing us and coming by, and congratulations on being a couple of the week.
Oh, and thank you for making us the couple of the week. I'm excited. All right,
Sean Clark, everybody, definitely check this brother out, man. And we're going to take a break, but this is Reality and Relationships. That is the host, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. I am Robin to her Batman, and I am J.L. Belvin. Every Thursday night from 8 to 10 o'clock, we plan on being here on GQ Palace Radio. And listen, and I'm going to steal Rich's line. It's butter, baby. But anyway, we'll be back in two songs. Please don't go away. Woo!
girl a message. Can I be coming home? I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than to cheat. She give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Or think about my life and what matters to me the most? Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find what life is like without you.
Have you heard about that wordplay? Who is the author in a cutting cords, cutting cords till it buried me. I'm Carol Gay Mercer. Mercer world's waxed and worser. Mercer real man is living to destroy his murder. Burning that new cannon. Holy scriptures is my canon. Holy Ghost got me panic, got me dancing on a planet. Jim Steele, I'm real. You can call me Man of Steel. I'm guided by the North Star. I'm looking to the hill. Straight walker, straight talker. Nothing new about my yoga. You speaking that word. It only makes the pain stronger. Call me more Casey. Authentic, don't trace me. It's the image of God. The looking heart when you face me. Elijah Gabriel, there's peace up in the storm. He stretched out his hands from a rose I was formed. I'm kissing, I'm a honking. Your waves, mouthpiece. I'm ushering the presence. Prophetic sound, peace. It's my birthplace.
We were publishing a birthplace.
Company, and we provide literary services for authors. Well, we have a brand new poetic anthology coming out in about 2 weeks, dropping March 5th, and it is called Wordplay 2, The Foundation of Soul, and it includes 13 poets covering 12 subjects that have to do with the word soul. It is an outstanding poetry book, and they cover 10 states, so you're getting point of views from all over the country. And we wanted to drop that towards the end of the show because the gentleman that created it, or one of the gentlemen that created Faith Walker, he's actually in the book, and along with 12 other outstanding poets. And this is actually our second book of our Wordplay series. We created a book that came out last February that has 11 featured poets in it. It's called Wordplay, Words Are Our Canvas. And we attempt to give some poets who people may know, and some poets is their debut, an opportunity to be published, an opportunity to be signed, so they can go out and make money for themselves with their talents that they have. And this is Tiff and I, Tiff and me's way of giving back to the community, giving back to the country, giving back in any way possible with what the Lord is blessing us with, to be able to sign authors, to give them a chance to go out and do for themselves with their talent. So that song, we strategically put that there because I wanted you to hear it and just understand that all 13 of the poets were shouted out in the song. And kind of Tiff, you were saying, but we do have someone on the line. We have a call on the line.
I just wanted to say that every time, this is not the first piece we've heard by Faith Walker. We've heard other work by him. He is definitely a promising artist. Every time I hear anything from him, I'm dancing in my seat. So
I really
respect his talent. Definitely.
Definitely, definitely. And he's definitely a man of faith. So if people don't believe that Christian can do hip hop, that's the brother right there who can really put some things together. And you'll definitely hear future things coming from him on the show, because we're going to play different things from him on the shows coming going forward. But on the line right now, we have Leroy, the poet at heart. He is one of the poets in Wordplay 2. He is a gentleman that I speak to frequently, and he is an extremely talented poet himself. We have something from him that's going to be played in future shows too, so you definitely listen out for him. So, Brother Leroy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How's it going, Brother KL, Tiff, and the rest of the crew?
Good evening,
man, what's
Leroy.
What's going on, brother? What is going on?
Oh, man, it's going, you know. You know, I couldn't miss out on
this
one.
Thanks for tuning in, brother.
Yeah, you know I couldn't miss out on this one. You've been with me this last year in my struggles and everything that, you know.
Speak up just a little bit, brother. Speak up just a little bit.
Yeah, you don't speak. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
that's
better.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for reaching out to me when you did, you know. And at the wedding for Shine video taping, the wedding, you and Tiff, I probably wouldn't have never won your book From Gigolo to Jesus, which at that time was a pivotal point in my life after I read the book. So I'm very versed in what you talked about this evening, but not let me go, you know. As I reasoned backwards and became more spiritual, I began to understand what the purpose of marriage was. And,
thank you.
And where it went wrong, where it's going wrong with, I believe that monogamy is realistic. It's very realistic because the Most High is real.
And I got you.
And it was ordained by him.
Absolutely.
I got you.
So I know that's real. I mean, he said, God bless the man and the woman, and said, go be fruitful and increase and fill the earth and subdue it. So that lets you know right there that the ideal relationship was to be a marriage between a man and a woman lifelong, and the goal was to have children.
So, Brother Leroy, let me ask you a question, brother. You know you and I speak on the regular, so I'm glad that you actually tuned in. So for that, what do we say to that couple who may not have a complete understanding of the spiritual aspect of certain things, who are trying to figure out if monogamy works for them? What would you say to that person who may not be as versed in their faith as you are? What do you offer them in terms of monogamy, since it is something that you believe in, but your faith is a foundation of it? What do we offer those individuals who may not have that particular faith? How do we get them to understand the benefits of monogamy?
Well, then they shouldn't marry.
Wow. Okay.
They should study the institution of marriage and get their degree. See, now they just let you just go fill out for a license and boom. But if you wanted to license to be a doctor, what do you got to do? How many years of schooling do you have to do?
8 years, brother. 8 years and then 8 years and 2 years of residency.
and I mean, it's not just that they don't understand. It's because they haven't been taught either. You know, the church has a biblical responsibility, and they need to hold that up better. Because they're not teaching the importance of marriage. They're turning a blind eye. So what most people is doing is they marry in the world. So they
got
to go by the world rules.
Wow.
And that's something we're going to talk about in the future, too, is the churches maybe not being there for everyone in ways that can help them understand some things that's wrong in relationships without it just being Bible thumping and things like that. That's one of the things that we definitely, there it is, wordplay. Yeah, but we're definitely going to talk about that in future shows. But go ahead, brother.
But it's our responsibility as well. I can remember you telling me to surround myself around people that's going to hold me accountable.
Definitely.
If you love somebody, you care about their soul. See, it's not just our life; it's our soul that's at risk. Even when we having unconsecrated sex with another, when we having sex with another woman outside of marriage, it's selfish. Because we
got you.
Edified, we jeopardizing our soul and another person's soul.
Right.
They may be in. You might have wooed her, true enough. But you jeopardizing her soul.
Gotcha.
You know, Leroy,
listen up, and it's not to cut you off, because we got about 10 minutes left in the show, and I got a couple more people I want to get to, because we ran a little bit long tonight, because you know you and I, we could talk for a good couple of hours.
It's 3:00 in the morning.
But before you go, tell everybody why they should pick up that Wordplay 2 poetic anthology that you're in, and 12 other poets along with the brother that created, 11 other poets along with the brother that created music, Faith Walker, Damian Brown. Tell folks why they should pick up this anthology, brother.
Because they going to search their own soul after they read this book. It's going to evoke them to search their own soul.
Nice. It's 13 poets, 12 subjects, 10 states, all in one book. And this brother on the phone right now, we're going to play a cut next week. And you get to hear this brother's talent. And I'm sorry that I didn't have enough time to really let him get into, because he is a very intelligent man. Look for him at Leroy Poet at Heart online. And Poetic Groove is his poetic group. Join. You will definitely be able to see some of the hottest poets in the country. And if you're in the Milwaukee and... is it Milwaukee or is it where you at now?
Yeah, I'm in Milwaukee right now.
The Milwaukee and Minnesota area, they can definitely come and get their signed copy of the book after March 5th, correct?
That's correct.
That's what I'm talking about. So, Leroy, again, we're going to definitely have you back on and have more time, man. This is Leroy, Poet at Heart, one of the members of Braven Publishing's new poetic anthology, Wordplay 2, The Foundation of Soul, and my friend. So please look for him on Facebook under Leroy, Poet at Heart.
All right,
thank you for calling, Leroy.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, brother. Thank you. All right, we have a Rachel who's been holding on, and we want to thank you for holding on. Rachel, are you there?
Hi, Rachel.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yes,
we can hear you.
Okay, I'm calling. My battery's going dead. My earpiece going dead. My phone going dead. I had to wait on
Let's get it in. Let's get it in for everything now. Let's go.
Yeah, I wanted to welcome y'all to the GQ Palace family.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
I don't know if you all listen to our show, me and T, on Wednesdays, but I'm with the Diva Squad, and I just wanted to tell y'all I love y'all and I love the show so far. Continued success to y'all. Many blessings, and I love y'all.
Thank you so much. We're looking to support it. Actually, I called in last night because I wanted to jump in because y'all have a wonderful show going on Wednesday. So please tune in. Rachel, tell them about your show on Wednesday so they can find you.
Yes, our show on Wednesday is the Diva Squad with DQ Palace. Call in to the same number, 646-200-3838, press 1. And we play songs, bring up a topic, and we have a good time. A great time.
Excellent. Definitely, because I had a wonderful time stopping in last night. Y'all do a wonderful
job.
Thank you.
And I will be listening to you, two wonderful people's show every week.
Thank you. We appreciate the love. Definitely.
I'm a new fan.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad to hear that.
Before we let you go, I've been asked this question all night. Are monogamous relationships realistic? Give me a minute on why they are or aren't.
Monogamous relationships are realistic. However, they're not for everyone, but it's for me.
Gotcha.
I've been young. I've cheated. I've been cheated on. However, I've come to the realization that I'm grown. I'm an adult. I've gone through a lot. I've experienced a lot, and I want to settle down. I don't want to be a part of the running and sneaking and all that. So. And also, I have the Lord in my life, so
you know, the Lord is definitely my savior, and my mate has to have that same love of God, and together I know that we can be successful and monogamous.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Rachel, thank you so much. And I know we're going to do a lot of cross-promotion and support each other because you definitely have a wonderful show on Wednesday. And we thank you so much for calling in and showing love because this is what it's about. So, and listen, if we got the Lord with us, can anybody be against us? Not at all.
So, no, it's butter, baby.
It's butter, baby. Thank you, darling. That's Rachel. Make sure you tune into our show on Wednesday evenings. We have another call on the line. Young lady Anne Marie, did I say it right? Maury, did I say that right? And I apologize if I got it wrong.
Oh, no, you said it exactly right.
Is that a Maury?
Yes, it is.
Let me say it again. A Maury? All right, just checking. You know.
You are bad, Maury. How you doing, Maury?
I'm doing pretty good, definitely. He said it exactly right. I'm like, oh, okay, you have it right, all right.
Well, I mean, school teachers, you know, school teachers, baby.
Oh, definitely understand.
How we doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing really, really good this evening. How about you guys?
Oh, it's been a blessing. We're having a wonderful time. Listen, we're happy to be back on the air. We're happy to be here at GQ Palace Radio, and we're going to try to do this every Thursday.
Oh, wonderful. Definitely. Generally, I'm calling in because I actually just saw a posting on Facebook and wanted to call in and actually, you know, show some love and things like that. I represent a group called POETS, and we stand for People Openly Express Truth Statement. And
Okay. Generally,
what we are, I'm giving a call from L.A., Los Angeles, California, born and raised in the inner city of Washington. Our group consists of four members. I'm 27. My sister's 28. I have an 11-year-old brother, and my sister's nephew is 9 years old. So what we are, we're motivational leaders who want to encourage and inspire the community, but our main focus targeted are teaching young adults to make better decisions in life by doing spoken words and photographs as well. So, and we also actually just started our own Blog Talk radio show. Our first one was this past Tuesday. It's called Big Dreams LA. My sister is the host, and I am the co-host. And generally, we're just interviewing people just generally of all talent, whether you're a writer, whether a singer, or if you make music. And generally, we just want people to put what type of work that they are doing out there and what they're, since it's called Big Dreams LA, that's kind of our last question that we ask, you know, what is your big dream? We definitely aspire for unification. We all really need to come down to the space and really know that one color, there is no black, there is no white. Because I feel like generally as a Christian, we all brothers and sisters.
Anyway. Oh, without question. So, Maury, I got to ask you, because we've been asking everyone that's come on tonight, so let me ask you the question. Are monogamous relationships realistic? That's been the question of tonight.
What's interesting is I believe they are realistic. I really think this comes down to the commitment and the devotion and a matter of
You're breaking up just a little bit. You're breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, I am so sorry about that. I apologize. It's AT&T.
There you go.
Worse, so I'm sorry.
There you go.
But what I would say is not all. I mean, you know, you gonna have your ups and downs. But if you know how to generally just work it out, like, you know, step by step, go through problems, you know, definitely. I always encourage seek counseling, whether it be, you know, from a pastor or whatever the case might be. But if it's to a point in your relationship, like let's just say, because me personally, I'm speaking from a bad experience where it was an elongated relationship, and I would say within the last, like, just 5 years, been just really, really downhill. And when you start out weighing bad and it outweighs the good, then you are really at a point of, like, and you start losing yourself. And so you need to realize that you need to take a step back. So definitely that's something that I, you know, of course, have to do, because you don't want to lose yourself and question yourself who you are. The focus on your goals, the focus that relationship can't.
Actually, you're breaking up again. It's okay. Listen, we want to thank you for calling in, because actually we're coming toward the end of the show, and we definitely hope that you'll call in again, and definitely tell friends to come in and support, because we're open to listen to what everyone is doing, and we want to support every movement that's out there that's trying to do things that are positive. So this is definitely a home for that, and we hope that you'll definitely come back and share time with us on a Thursday night, because we're going to be here every night from 8 to 10. And we're going to definitely try to do some positive things when it comes to, as my wife said earlier, all type of relationships, kids, adults, everybody. So we definitely want to thank you for calling in this evening.
Oh, definitely, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Amori, everyone. Honey, it is 10 o'clock.
I can't believe the time went by so fast.
Yeah, time went by. Well, as we get ready to bring this to a close, what do you have to say to everybody at the end of our first show, darling?
I thank you all for tuning in, for first-time listeners and listeners from our previous radio show. We're glad to be back. We hope you will tune in every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Reality and Relationships.
Definitely. And for me, listen, let me give you all our information, because we want to be able to network with you. First, you can find us on Facebook, Author K.L. Belvin and Tiffany, Author K.L. Belvin on Facebook and Tiffany Braxton Belvin on Facebook. But we also have our Make a Marriage Cool Again page on Facebook. If you want to be considered for the couple of the week, please join our Make a Marriage Cool Again, all one word, page. And then just tell us why you should be considered for the couple of the week. We have some folks that have already started it and put their entries up, and we will pick one, and each week we will feature that person and have them call in so they can be acknowledged, because we definitely want to acknowledge relationships each week.
Definitely.
Also, we're on Twitter, Author K.L. Belvin. My wife doesn't use her Twitter for whatever reason, so I'm not even going to give that information.
I'm a busy lady. I can't be on every social media network.
There you go.
Goodness.
Author K.L. Belvin on Twitter, Braven Books on Twitter. And, of course, our publishing websites where you can get all our books, from Gigolo to Jesus, Wordplay to The Foundation of Soul, www.braven, B-R-A-V-I-N, publishing, that's bravenpublishing.com. And our new book, Wordplay to The Foundation of Soul, let me tell you something. We are proud of this project. 13 poets covering 12 subjects that have to do with the word soul, covering 10 states. All in one book, 270 pages of pure power. And it is definitely going to touch you. Like Leroy said, when we talk about the soul, we talk about every aspect of the soul, from the internal to the external to everything. The poets really went in on this one, and we are so proud of the work that was produced in this book. And we would definitely say, as a small business, please support what we do, because your support allows us to do for others. And everything that we take in, we give right back out. Now, with the theme of tonight as we close, monogamous relationships, I think it goes without question how Tiff and I feel about monogamous relationships. But Sean Clark said something very, very poignant. It is not for everyone.
Yeah.
And if you know that you're not a monogamous man or woman, stop. Don't sell somebody a dream. Don't tear up somebody's aspirations. Don't break someone's heart because you want what's at the lower part of their body. Just be honest. You know what? There's women and men out there that are cool with any aspect of whatever you want to put on the table, but there's some people out here who are holding out for that person. Don't destroy their feelings and have them believing that that person is not out there for them, because I'm going to say this. God did not give us all these powerful talents to be curled up alone at night. Do not allow yourself to stop living in this world and living life and believing that that person that's out there is not. They are. You just got to keep striving. You'll be surprised how that person will almost walk up on you. Tiff and I reconnected when we met because I was married trying to do something nasty. But when we reconnected 5 years later, she was walking out of a Chinese restaurant, and I happened to see her, and I opened my mouth. And if I didn't open up my mouth, I would have let the best thing that ever happened to me walk right past. So every Thursday, we're going to try to show you how to build that within yourself. It's not just about us. It's just the platform that we're using as us. But we're going to try to show you how to build your own relationships and what you do, and we hope that you'll return the favor by supporting us, telling other people to support us, and let's see where we can take this. And finally, a big shout-out to Lavina and Richard, or Rich Money. We want to thank you so much for allowing us to come back on the air, to be a part of your radio station, and we're going to try to anchor down your Thursday night, so this way you'll always have somebody saying, I can't wait to hear the show this Thursday when it comes to Tiff and I, because we want to show you our appreciation for allowing us to be on the airwaves under your label, and we appreciate that. And to anybody listening, listen, say a prayer for us, and we'll say a prayer for you. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Let my love, don't you.